producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, practical, tactical, and affordable. They'll carry just about anything you need in a very good state of readiness. I'm just going to get right to my guest, and we're going to talk about some things. Joining me from Sheath is Robert Patton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, sir. Now, Robert, I've been characterizing him as a former Marine. He's actually an ex-Army guy like me. And I was in during the 80s, and Robert actually did combat operations in the sandbox. And Robert, you and I were comparing notes. Like when I was in the Army, for example, all of our footwear, for the most part, with the exception of the jungle boot, which was a horrible boot to wear, were made out of leather. And now the Army, as you fast forward, as it has evolved in this desert climate that you were fighting in, the footwear has really evolved, hasn't it?
It has evolved. It evolved from like a hard soled boot that was standard issued from the Army that didn't provide any protection whatsoever to what has basically turned into a basketball sneaker that can be used in combat with the support of a boot that you know just provides the comfort that is needed during combat. You can't be carrying around heavy boots for long extended periods of time with no improvement over the years. There's just been a lot of technological advancements, and the Army has instituted quite a few of those advancements into the gear that they provide soldiers now.
I mean, from the shins up, I mean, really from the soles of the feet up, I mean, the uniform has evolved. When I was in, we wore, well, I mean, I was at an Army-Navy store yesterday, and they had on the table some World War II-era woolen pants that they wore in combat during World War II. Can you imagine being in Afghanistan or Iraq wearing a pair of woolen trousers?
That would be pretty hot.
And I mean when we started Vietnam, we had the fatigues, which later turned into I don't know what they called it, but it was the precursor to the BDU, which was the uniform I wore. And now they wear the ACU. Is that the Army Combat Uniform? Is that what ACU stands for?
Yes, sir. That's what I was wearing when I was in.
Now, even the way you put it on has changed. I mean, doesn't the top zip up and Velcro versus buttoning? Because ours were all button up and everything.
Right, and you don't have to iron them. You actually are not supposed to iron them. They're wrinkle-free fabric, and everything's Velcroed, so it's really easy to get up and go.
Why do you think over time, there's a reason for this, guys, that I'm talking about this, because if you look at today's outdoor clothing, they take a lot of cues from what works in the military. So why do you think technologically all of this clothing has evolved? I mean, just is it more to the function and the mobility of the soldier and keeping the soldier healthy and everything else?
Absolutely. The functionality of the equipment keeps the soldier ready and able to fight when necessary, and reduce the idea was to reduce weight and reduce the load bearing of the soldier to make his job easier.
Now the boots, like I can for some crazy reason, when I was stationed in Europe, we did this 135-mile in 3-day road march. And the boots that we wore, by the time we got done, we were all addicted to high milligram dosages of Motrin. And we had moleskin up to our knees. And we were just in a state of pain for days after that, because that's, you know, that's 45 miles a day. So I can see how the boots, the evolution of the boots, that would have been great to for you to have beamed me some back in the 80s. Likewise with the uniform, even, you know, Germany was a temperate zone, but when the same uniform was being worn in Fort Polk, Louisiana when I got there. So I went from Germany, which is a very chillier zone, region, if you will, ended up at Fort Polk, Louisiana, and it was like wearing a big canvas tarp. And while I was there, now to their credit, the military did expand, and they started getting the lighter weight ripstop materials, and the boots never got up there. But, I mean, let's talk about the protective gear. I never carried a plate carrier. Isn't that standard issue in the Army nowadays, a plate carrier and a load-bearing equipment and all that other stuff?
Right, right. The MOLLE gear, the IBA, and they have the IOTV now. They're ever improving the gear based on the soldier's needs, and it's a constant evolution because there's always going to be advancements in technology, and we just take advantage of those and supply our soldiers with the best products available on the market.
Now, the thing about the protective gear, that has to be designed and continue to evolve, and lighter weight is better. What's the average soldier's loadout when he's getting out and dismounting his vehicle?
35
pounds.
Right.
Which is
15 pound IBA, the 3 to 7 pound weapon, the Kevlar, the boots, ammo, MOLLE gear. It adds up.
All that without carrying any food.
Exactly.
Maybe very little water and hardly any food at all. I've seen a video of firefights where the guy pulls off his rucksack and unzips it, and it's just full of the belted magazines for the SAW.
Yes.
All you see. That's all
what
you
I carried.
See. Yeah. So
that's what I carried into on my first tour. I carried the SAW. That was a heavy load to carry during the tour, but I handled it.
So is it fair to say that today's soldier, and likewise today's civilian, if they want to kit up the same way, is lighter weight and more lethal today because of technology?
They're lighter weight and more capable of performing, absolutely.
Except for one thing, which is what we're going to talk about. Let's not get there yet. We're coming up on the next break. If those of you that want to go to, is it sheath.com? Is that it?
Sheathunderwear.com. That's S-H-E-A-T-H underwear.com, like for a sword. Stick your sword in it.
If you want to go get a quick look at it as the break comes up, you can either go there or you can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/gunownersofamericaradio or something like that, .com, which it shouldn't be, by the way. We need to figure out how to change that. You can get a real quick real quick preview, but we're going to talk about the one piece of kit that can make a difference in a man's life, especially if he's out under arms, if he's out working out, if he's out just working in the yard, if he's doing CrossFit, if he's in the gym, if he's sitting at a desk. This what we're going to talk about next, and I wore them all weekend. I wore them all weekend, and I noticed a change. I noticed a change. But that's all coming up next. Or you can go to sheathunderwear.com and check it out if you want to during the break. You'll have about 4 or 5 minutes to do so. We'll be right back. with my guest from ChiefUnderwear.com, Robert Patton, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, practical, tactical, and affordable You've never carried your gun that way before, believe me. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest right now is Robert Patton from sheathunderwear.com. Robert, I guess the punchline to this is with all the stuff that has evolved over time with the uniform and the clothing that both protects and accentuates a soldier's capability, the one thing that never evolved with it was underwear.
Underwear, exactly.
Now to put it... Yeah, it's. I guess they segued from Fruit of the Loom to Hanes or something. I guess that was their modification or whatever.
That's what I recall.
But to put it delicately, men have one problem that women don't have, and that part of our anatomy is, during the course of our day, it is skin on skin, which causes irritation, which can turn into infection in some cases, which, with a soldier, that limits his combat capability. He can go into a non-deployed status because of that. And this, because of the way it's designed, the sheath, in a nutshell, takes our reproductive system and separates it from everything else. Is that about right?
Yes, sir. The sheath underwear, it's basically a boxer brief on the outside, but on the inside it has an interior pouch sewn into the groin that isolates the male reproductive organ from making contact with the inner thigh region. And that alone reduces friction, heat, and the skin-on-skin contact, which is what causes those problems. That skin-on-skin contact over a long period of time can cause irritation from the rubbing and the heat buildup. And with sheath, the lightweight fabric pouch that isolates the male anatomy just keeps you from having that problem. And it is quite a simple change, but it has made a huge difference on the functionality of the underwear.
See, right now, every male that's listening to this is laughing. And laugh you may, but let me tell you, I did. I thought it was, you know, I giggled when we started talking about this. But at the same time, I thought back to that 135-mile road march, and I thought back to the one thing that moleskin couldn't save me with, and this comes into, I mean, you know, if this can develop into an infection, theoretically, it could take you a long way in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
This is part and parcel of a, you know, it's a minor percentage, but it's one of those minor percentages that adds up, that takes the soldier, the hiker. I mean, you guys that are CrossFit guys, you're going out and spending $30 for a pair of Under Armour underwear that are, oh, they are cool looking, but do they function any different from the Fruit of the Looms that you can buy at Kmart? Really, truly, do they? This can make a difference. It's a difference you're not going to notice, and it's because of what's going to be absent. What's going to be absent, which is that skin-on-skin contact. And, okay, we got a call coming in.
Great.
Believe it or not, this will make you more combat effective. Preppers, this is one less thing to worry about having to treat when you're out on the trail. CrossFit people, it's a whole different, you know, this removes the one, nowhere else on your body do you have skin-on-skin contact. Let's see. Okay, we'll put them on hold and I'll bring them to the air. There you go. Joined now by Jeff in Detroit. Yes, sir.
Bill, how's it going today?
It's, you know, just trying to cope. It's Monday, just doing a little radio show thing here.
A long-time listener, and I have to say I'm impressed that you found Robert and you have him on, because I was looking around, I think it was Kickstarter or something like that, and I found a pair of those underwear, bought them, got them, didn't think a whole lot of it, and then I tried them on and was amazed because, well, I teach CPL classes, and I kidney carry. So I have a leather holster, put my H&K 40 right in the front, the pouch there, and I can't tell you how many times I'm reaching up and adjusting things because that holster starts rubbing in the wrong area. But with the sheath underwear, the pouch allows me to keep the package at a place to where it's not interrupted by anything, and it's absolutely brilliant. Robert, you came up with a marvelous set of underwear. Yesterday was my 40th birthday, and my wife surprised me with 8 more pairs just because of how much I raved about them. And she was kind of happy that I went through the underwear drawer and gleaned out and got rid of the old chunky one. But, you know, the ones that you've
so
had.
So you
like,
wear them now. You're
10 years ago.
You wear these now.
Today I'm wearing a pair of the sheath underwear, and I thought I, you know, this private gem that nobody else knew about. And, of course, brother, and even my CCL class, when I show my CCL class, I tell people that that's something that they should pay attention to, because if they're going to kidney carry, it's the smart choice.
I didn't even think about appendix carry. Thank
it
you,
works
Barry.
Up well.
I'm glad. I'm glad. That's something I didn't even think about to include in. I was just thinking about skin-on-skin contact. But I imagine, depending on what kind of pants you're wearing, that can also impact the way things work, except with the sheath. Jeff, thank you very much for the call. Robert, can you hold over through the break? Because we haven't even I'm getting some questions in the chat room regarding how they're made, what they're made of.
Absolutely.
And we need to definitely put out their we definitely need to put out there where you can find them. This is the answer right now. Stop laughing. Stop laughing, people. Guys, I wore them all weekend. I was doing my photography thing, walking everywhere I went. The stuff that normally happens over the course of a day when you're a guy wearing a pair of pants does not happen with the sheath underwear. It just doesn't happen. And it's what this does, the beauty of this is, first of all, the price point is cheaper than any other high-performance underwear you're going to find out there. I know lots of you guys are going out and buying Under Armour and Nike and all this other stuff. This pair actually does something different, and they're cheaper. That's the other thing. They're cheaper than your high-performance underwear. For you preppers out there, this is one thing that you're never going to have to treat. You'll never have to worry about this kind of thing. I'm just surprised that it took this long to get to this point, the first evolution of underwear. Robert, you did it. You did it. Hang on for me.
Yes, sir.
We'll get into the construction of this, the material, what makes them work, and everything else. Yes, beautiful. This is a gun issue. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Rock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, practical, tactical, and affordable. You don't have to buy them at the big box stores anymore. You can get it for about the same price, much better. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest from SheetUnderwear.com is Robert Patton. And Robert, let me explain something. Folks, when I bring something to you, if your effectiveness, if your physical effectiveness is affected in a good way, 5%, 0.05%, or anything else like that, you know, you can go to the gym, you can do this, you can do that, and everything else. At a certain point, you plateau. And then you start looking for these smaller percentages. This is how race cars are built. They're polished, so they slip through the air better. You're always looking for another edge to go along with it. Believe it or not, pain for men that can arise from the skin-on-skin contact can be a distraction from this tactical awareness that I preach all the time. And that's why I have decided to take up the mantle and help out SheetUnderwear.com. Robert, why? What are they made out of? I'm being asked how they're. What kind of material is this?
Well, originally they were made out of 100% cotton because that was the traditional fabric that people enjoy, and we found that it was slightly heavy and too thick, so we have modified it to a lighter version of a cotton blend with 95% cotton and 5% elastane, which keeps it's a flexibility. It adds flexibility to the underwear so that it will maintain its form, and it's very lightweight and thin and durable.
One thing I noticed is, unlike the Hanes that I was, you know, I was a Michael Jordan guy before this. Unlike the Hanes, yep, the elastic waistband is actually sewn into the material.
Correct. That adds an additional comfort factor, so that the elastic can be an irritant at times over a long extended periods of time and heat and sweat. The heat and sweat, the moisture and the heat over a long extended period of time that causes the irritation that we were talking about, and that sheet provides relief from, you know, in many areas, not just the waistband, but primarily in the groin area where the skin-on-skin contact occurs in the dark. There's heat, and just over extended periods of time, it can cause an irritation that can, like you said, turn into an infection.
Yeah. When I was doing that fun, festive 135-mile road march, they gave us an ointment, right? And, you know, it's not like the Army issues gold bonds, so they gave us this ointment. You could always tell when people got the ointment because you would hear like a high screech, "Dyee!" because it was quite, I guess that was it working, but it sort of felt like I had poured some gasoline and struck a match. The cure was worse than the initial pain in the beginning, just to try to clear that up. The beauty of this is that had I had those in 1985, had I had Sheath, I wouldn't have to have worried about, I just would have been concentrating on the moleskin and the Motrin.
I mean, it reminds me of aerosol school when I was in Fort Campbell.
Oh, my gosh.
My company was under the 101st Airborne Division, and I went to aerosol school in Fort Campbell, and we were doing our aerosol training with the Swiss seat. And I don't know if anyone of your listeners, I'm sure they have worn a Swiss seat. The package can get in the way of your mail package can get in the way of tying the Swiss seat. And she coincidentally also provides a lift away from in between your legs so that you're not getting caught in between any in the harness.
The Swiss seat, for those of you that are not familiar with the novel concept of rappelling out of a helicopter, what is that? What was that length of rope? Was it about 9 feet, 10 feet?
Approximately.
Yeah, so you're running around at aerosol school at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the only aerosol, but unit in the world, and the Swiss seat is what you tie. You start around your waist, and then you get into your glutes and everything else, and you're tying this off. And this is essentially what is attaching you to the helicopter with the D ring. And if a Swiss seat is tied correctly, then you're not going to be going parkour running. It is not designed for comfort. It's designed to keep you from dying when you start the festive 90-foot descent out of the Black Hawk helicopter. So, I'm very familiar with the Swiss seat. Were you stationed at Campbell?
No, I was stationed at Fort Lee, but we fell under the 101st, and I was able to fortunately go to the Air Assault School and the Warrior Leaders Course School that they offered there. So it was a benefit to me in my professional career.
Yeah, if you say so.
I
was stationed at Campbell, and I'm well aware of the absolute pride that the air assaulters have. And really, truly, when you think about it, it's a much smarter way to introduce combat troops into a battlefield than, say, jumping out of an airplane and floating.
Yeah, that's a little bit too slow.
Yeah,
might get picked off.
And the most redundant part I found about it is after you mastered the Swiss seat, then they would pull out the fast rope, which is the way I see everybody getting out of the aircraft now.
We did that too.
We were doing that in the 90s. We did they had the fast rope in the 90s. I can't believe they're still using the Swiss seat today. So I guess that keeps the – how long is aerosol school when you went to it?
It was only 2 weeks.
See, that if you just go the fast rope, there's no other – it's only about 3 days.
But it was a thrill of 2 weeks, and only 50% of the people passed it. It was a brutal experience, but I had to – just to tie the Swiss seat, I had to like lift the pack, my package up, and had I been wearing shoes, it would have prevented the need to go to the bathroom just to tie the Swiss seat.
Yeah, well, tying the Swiss seat incorrectly can cause an irreparable damage to a man. But anyway, if they want to check you out. And right now, is the only way that they can buy sheets, is the only way to come to you direct?
Currently, we're on Amazon.com and sheetsunderwear.com.
Go give that a look, folks. Guys, go give this a look. This is you buy underwear anyway. So why don't you buy something that's actually different from what you've been wearing all of your life that has been designed up to this point the same way by everybody, except for the colors, and actually go get something that will improve your performance and actually aid you with your health. It will be a great, great benefit to your health. It will be one less thing for you to worry about as far as an injury that might occur should everything hit the fan. Robert, I hope I can get you back on, and we can have you back on and talk about this again.
It would be a pleasure, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Certainly, certainly.
Thank you to all your listeners, and you have yourself a great week.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Check out sheetsunderwear.com.
Check them out. Check them out. I've got some listeners up in Michigan, the AR-15 pistol platoon. I'm going to be sending them some because they're also CrossFit people. And, you know, I know that this is going to take off simply because it's an idea that has, I mean, it should have been decided by somebody a long time ago. In any event, coming up on the next break, when we get back, somebody actually listened in the gun industry. We'll talk about that when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right, final time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Along with wearing my sheaths, my new sheath underwear, which was very good, life-changing almost, for me this weekend, I also was carrying a different gun. Now, historically, I keep going back to Glock. I have a few other nice guns by other makers, but as far as a self-defense firearm, I keep going back to Glock. And I had a couple of smaller handguns. I just got an M&P Shield. I had a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard in 38 Special. And I could not make myself carry these things, despite the relative comfort compared to the higher capacity guns, because they're lower capacity. So I decided to do something about that and get another gun, which I did this weekend. Now, in front of me, I have three handguns. One of them is the Salient Glock 34. Now, this is a gun that has been exhaustively reworked. And for a lot of people, they just cannot bring themselves to spend this kind of money on this gun. However, the thing about the Salient Glock is that what they do is they take a gun out of the box, which is completely combat effective, and make it more combat effective. For me, the thing about the Glock is the trigger. The trigger has a what is referred to as a tactile reset, where when the gun is fired, if you pull the trigger on the gun, and the gun cycles, when you let loose of the trigger, you will hear something that is the trigger resetting. But you just heard, that's the trigger reset. Knowing where the trigger reset is the key, and that muscle memory, that's the key to being able to shoot and send rounds down range quicker. Now, the thing about the Glock is that while the Salient gun is very nice, and it is the ultimate configuration to have a Glock in, a gun out of the box, straight out of the box, like this very old Glock 3rd Gen 19, you pull the trigger on it, gun cycles, and you still have that trigger reset. So that is still present with all Glocks, and that is one of the reasons I carry primarily Glocks. However, there was an issue. Glock, for me, is, you know, it's like an extension of me. And Glock is not a sponsor, by the way. But they are the gun I've been carrying. But then this gun came out, the Smith & Wesson M&P. Ergonomically, as far as the way it feels in your hand, it feels better. For me, it points more naturally. The gun was designed when 40 caliber came out. They stuffed all that into a 9mm Glock, essentially made a Glock 22. The Glock 22 is not robust enough to handle the 40 caliber for any long period of time. By the way, if you use promo code, I just got this from Robert Patton. If you use promo code FRADY with, if you go to the Sheath website, you will save 20% off your entire order. So now that's a pretty deep cut, believe me, at the price point they're at. Promo code FRADY at sheathunderwear.com. My problem with the Smith & Wesson M&P was the only way to get that functionality as far as the trigger was concerned, the same that I got out of the box with Glock, would have been to have sent it to Salient. To have spent a minimum of $1,100 on modifying the gun, which the trigger is a bit, I could have done their trigger. Salient does do the trigger, but you have to send them the gun in order for them to refit the trigger. And there are aftermarket triggers out there on the market that give you that reset. That reset, that click that you feel. It's something that I can feel when I'm pulling the trigger on the Glocks. Well, something happened. I didn't hear any announcement of this or anything. But now, with the Smith & Wesson M&P, you pull the trigger. Gun functions. You let the trigger out. Now you have a trigger reset. Now, Smith & Wesson has taken the M&P, as far as I'm concerned, they've upped the game. Because with that trigger reset, that was the main thing everybody was complaining about. So now there is an ergonomically superior gun, albeit a little more complicated. There's more moving parts in the Smith & Wesson M&P than there are in the Glock. And I won't be getting rid of all of my Glocks, but I spent the weekend carrying this, and I carried it inside the waistband, which I absolutely hate. I hate carrying inside the waistband. And I found out that the combination of the Sheath underwear and the Smith & Wesson M&P inside the waistband just works. I still have the capacity that I wanted, 17 rounds. Not out of the box, I mean, straight out of the box with this gun, there's a lot of things that are a little more superior about it than, say, the Glock. The sights are better. No doubt about it, the sights coming out of the box are better. Just the way the gun feels and the grip, you have a more of a beaver tail, so you cannot accidentally ride up and get slide bite out of it. That hurts like you can't imagine when the slide bites your hand when it cycles. Breaks down the same as the Glock. It has ambidextrous slide release, which the Glock doesn't have. I believe the magazine release can be reconfigured to be a left-handed magazine release. The magazine release, just the way it's designed, is more functional to me in its standard configuration. So Smith & Wesson has put out a gun. It doesn't kill the Glock, but it's as good as the Glock, and the beauty of it is that it's made in the USA. If anybody was wondering. So, now I'll tell you some things I don't like about the Smith & Wesson M&P lineup. They do not make a gun in the configuration of the Glock 19, as in the size. Glock 19 is a little bit smaller, but I mean, if you look at people like Costa, you look at Jaeger, you look at Steve Fisher, who used to be in charge of training at Magpul Dynamics after Chris Costa left. If you look at all those guys, you look at their daily carry gun, it's a Glock 19. In some form or fashion, it's a Glock 19. And if Smith & Wesson makes the M&P Compact, which is about roughly the same size as the Glock 26, which is smaller than the Glock 19. The Glock 19, I can get my whole hand on the grip. solid purchase, 15 rounds on tap. The other thing is that the Glock 17 magazines work in this. So everything in the Glock 9mm family, with the exception of the magazines from the Glock 26, which are too short, but the 19 magazines will work in it, the 17 magazines will work in it, and the 33-round extended magazines will work in it. So if Smith ever steps up and makes a gun like this size, I may be carrying exclusively Smith & Wesson. I like carrying the full-size gun, but sometimes, depending on where you're going and how you're dressed, you may not be able to wear, you know, to carry that gun. So you may need something a step down as far as size. Since this part of the gun, it's all about the length of the grip, the butt of the gun. Butt size is what sticks out. It's what prints inside the waistband. So if they ever decide a gun of this size, of the Glock 19 size, I may be going exclusively to Smith. I won't get rid of my Glocks. No, I won't. Now, this gun, at the beginning of the year, will be going to Salient. And they will build on what is now, for me, a complete platform. Ergonomically superior. Out of the box. As a matter of fact, I think you can get these a little cheaper than you can get a Glock right now. That whole trigger thing just made it, just ruined the party for a lot of people, including me. I found the gun to be superior to everything except shooting. Which, with a gun, if it's not shooting good, that sort of, you know, sort of defeats the whole thing. The whole idea. Now, these are not as plentiful out there. If you have to run, if you have to go on the run right now until these become a little more plentiful, I'm still going with the Glock 34 because there will be 17 magazines everywhere. Littering the streets, literally. But for right now, day-to-day carry, I'm going to be testing out the Smith. We'll do this again tomorrow in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. You're only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.